Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Havrim. Shalom for the Simchat Torah, the joy of Jah, Lord Jah's direction, instruction. So here, Simchat Torah, technically day 9 of Sukkot, but here for us in diaspora, this ninth day here, the Simchat Torah, usually with the Wazot HaBaraka sealing up right here on the ear and in the iris. So let's rock.
I'm going to testify.
That joy in my soul. I feel that joy within my soul. A burning flame without control. Whoa, I feel that joy within my soul. Whoa, one which folk all can control. Oh, in your cup sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon soon up he retire. Sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon, this is your Messiah. On a fire. Babylon soon up he retire. On a fire. Babylon soon up he retire. In your cup sit up on the throne of fire. 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 Babylon soon up he retire. Cup sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon soon up he retire. Sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon, this is your Messiah. Open the door and let the Holy One of Israel in. How could Babylon do such a virtuous thing? I feel that joy within my soul. A burning flame without control. Oh, I feel that joy within my soul. One which folk all can control. Babylon, open the door and let the Holy One of Israel in. Babylon, them open the door so they crown him kings of peace. Babylon soon up he retire. Oh, in your cup sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon soon up he retire. Sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon, this is your Messiah. Oh, in your cup sit up on the throne of fire. In your cup sit up on the throne of fire. In your cup sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon soon up. That joy in my soul. I feel that joy. joy within my soul. Soul, a burning flame without control. Boy, I feel that joy within my soul. Boy, one which both all can control. Oh, in your cup sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon soon up here retire. Sit up on the throne of fire. Babylon, this is your Messiah. Throne of fire. Babylon soon.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Rastafari. Jump. Rastafari. Jump. Rastafari.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim
Yishpot. Elohim Yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 Inherit all nations.
Production. What it is? Rise the all nation. Jabka man. Alongside nature man. Beatable and one. Tangible, tangent, Gorgon. This is the man.
Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Judgment from Babylon.
Every day we burn them fire. We burn them fire, Babylon.
Sure,
every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire. We burn them fire, Babylon.
Oh, when we look at me, see pagan. Look at this great tribulation. Look at my worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One. Test the song. Oh, when me look at me see pagan. Look at this great tribulation. Look at my worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One. Tell the song, say the Lord. I'm a light and I'm a salvation. In God me trust. Me not fear no man. And Jesus said, it's a the dirt that fear I stand. And all the wrong are thinking son. Jump, come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Judgment.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon. Chapter man outside Ninja Man with new collaboration. Number one in a radio station. Sky don't know that a real foundation. Celebration, boom. Bad side them to pull up selector. We didn't come again, that's a lyrical culture. We no like bad man, we burn Babylon. Tell the whole of them, them a must understand.
Jackson.
Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Hot.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Listen, Islam.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we
We burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Balls, fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, now with them one heart of God. Balls, fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away with them, yeah, balls. Fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, now with them one heart of God. Balls, fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away with them, understand. Burn Babylon, now with them destruction. Burn Babylon with fornication. Burn Babylon, now with them contention. Burn Babylon, now with them confusion.
Every time we keep the fire blazing, every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon. Every time we keep the fire blazing, every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Every time
we keep the fire blazing, every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Burn Babylon
every time, just we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Burn Babylon with them foolishness. Burn Babylon with them wrong direction. Burn Babylon with them fornication. Burn Babylon where you worship Satan. Burn Babylon every test. When it comes to fire, no ask about ninja man. When it come here teaching nation, teach you right and me teach you what's wrong. I got ball fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon with them one heart of blood. Ball fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon show them love, oh. With them I see Babylon man take the earth from the meek. With the sound I come from east and west, and with the summer I come from north and south.
Right. Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burning. They have no water. Fire, 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 fire.
Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call, 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 when we call.
J-Pad the Juggernaut.
Me tune, me fight a war. Sun na shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, the sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Na me tune, me fight a war. Sun na shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, the sky no talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Use a school, go kill the class. Pills you fill them with so fast. Skills you give no really last. Tell the people about a craft. Who love you take the picture off. Open scripture, read the Psalms. Jesse, David, Solomon. You get the lecture, Babylon. For the herb, no murder one. Like herbs or even serbs of Amselaki. I words, I keep me strong. All the words to he belong. Not to the grow to me belong. Africa road, me need me land. No sell, no sold, no please, no job. Seven the gold, the covenant. In a me tune, me fight a war. Sun, a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this kind of talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just
just a counterpart. In a me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, you sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. And something so cool, this kind of talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a these schools apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Heaven a new Jerusalem. Not even afraid of Bukaram. Ganja fill my Okaram. Vatican a dirty one. Cause in a me dream, me reach a star. Nothing for teach, so preach a guan. Sit down in a me beach afar. The water deep, the beat afar. Caporeal release was fast. Tutorials, me teach a class. Seven a task, each a part. Socrates not even thought. No Rome, no Greece, no Peter Pan. No John, the Chris, and Easter ban. How you eat the Easter bun. Around the feast, and beast a come. And in a me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, you sight afar. Up in a tomb, and dead no walk. Something so cool, this kind of talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a these souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. In a me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, you sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. And something so cool, this kind of talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a these souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Must be beat with beats a drum. For months, the weeks, the heat a bun. Sun release, a piece a gun. No drum, no creep around for fun. Looking around, a purge a some. Youths a town, a splurge a rum. Drink around, go murder young. Older people learn me song. Now go ease the journey long. Over evil good belong. Rasta reason out a plan. And ganja season pounds and grand police. What beat the youth for ban. Wap on street for smoke my strand. Now me tune me fight a war. Sun a shine you sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool this kind of talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a these souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Now me tune me fight a war. Sun a shine you sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. And something so cool this kind of talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a these souls apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart.
These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers, 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 for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, 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 with all that were able to go forth to war and 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 go with all that were able to go forth to war and go forth to war in Israel, 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 war in Israel, war.
The Spirit of God is moving throughout the earth and among God's people to bring forth significant shifts and change. He is sending forth into the earth a sound to open the portals between heaven and earth. This sound of the Lord causes the heavenly realm to move on the earth, and it opens the way for those on the earth to move in the heavenlies. From the earliest of times, God chose the ram's horn, or shofar, as one of his instruments to release this sound. Awesome things take place when the shofar sounds according to the command of the Lord God Almighty. Walls fall down, enemies are destroyed, the presence of God manifests, and God's people enter into the covenant cycle of blessing God has prepared for them. The shofarot are sounded in three distinct ways. First, they awaken the blood of God's people. Sharp staccato blasts by watchmen on the wall sound the alarm of approaching danger. In the midst of war, the teruah orders God's armies to attack approaching enemies. When we hear the teruah, a sequence of 9 short blasts, we know God is strategically releasing us into our future. The shofarot also release a breaking sound in a series of 3 medium blasts called shevarim. The shevarim signal a breaking down of what resists the Lord and a breaking in of God's power, grace, and purpose. Both are seen in Gideon's victory over the Midianites. The blast of the shofarot and the breaking sound of the pots broke down the great Midianite army and allowed God's people to break through in great victory. The third sound of the shofar is a single extended blast called the tekiah. The Tekiah sound establishes the presence and purpose of God in the earth and orders his people in his perfect timing. When the Tekiah is lengthened to a great Tekiah, it firmly and finally establishes God's sovereign purpose and rule over the person, foe, or territory over which it is blown. Almighty God, release your sound in us, your people, through the blast of the shofar. Establish us in your cycle of redemption and restoration. Holy Spirit, minister to us with the shofarot in our current place and season. Let the sounds of victory, refreshment, alertness, battle, and enthronement move in our soul and surroundings to position us for the days that lie ahead. El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty, you are our deliverer. Overcome our enemies and release over us the sound of your great victory. By your sovereign right hand, establish your rule over us and over our territory. Let your kingdom come. The shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom and of understanding. The Spirit of counsel and of power. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel.
He has shown himself to be her fortress. When the kings join forces with
When they advanced together, they saw her and were astounded. They fled in terror. Trembling seized them there, pain like that of a woman in labor. You destroyed them like ships of Tarshish, shattered by an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen. In the city of the Lord Almighty, in the city of our God, God makes her secure forever. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Mount Zion rejoices. The villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion, go around her, count her towers, consider well her ramparts, view her citadels, that you may tell of them to the next generation. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our God, even to the earth. Adonai Eloheinu, our Lord God, refresh us now with the wind of your spirit. Dwell in our midst, inhabit our praise. May our praise and our joy in you rise up and overflow unto the ends of the earth in this generation and in the generation to come.
The whole place is doomed.
Psalm 48.
Mizmor memhet, shir mizmor livnekora, or livnekora, or livnekora, or livnekora, or livnekora, or livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, 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 forever,
guide.
Zion, Zion,
freedom, that doesn't mean they don't exist. Angels, cherubim, seraphim, glorious lights, majestic heights.
Of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Anyone Haile Selassie the first. See the mysteries revealed between the lines up in this verse. Should I elaborate on the things that brought us under curse? When you start to understand fulfillment of the prophecy, and it do not yet appear where we should be, but we will see.
Him as he is, know what it is.
And I'm really trying to handle my father's business. Bless, love, stress, yes.
Yeah.
I flip everything that they flip flop. Everything that your brain ever been taught. Let me get into the roots like a dreadlock. Pop, pop, shit, stop when the truth drop. What's one in the booth? Am I too hot? With the rule up, like the stew in a new spot. Too many trying to fix, need to be top. Too many trying to preach, don't know shot.
Don't know my worry,
don't know shot.
Not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad. Adonai
በቀዳሚ ገብረ እግዚአብሔር ሰማየ ወምድረ
በቀዳማዊ ቃሉ በቀዳማዊ ስልጣኑ አንድም በቀዳማዊ ልጁ በመጀመሪያ መፍጠሩ አንድም
ቀዳማዊ ቀዳማዊ ኢንፍላሲያ
The whole place is due for
Beautiful verse right here. We have this verse right here in Moses. This is in the Wazot HaBaraka. And this is the blessing. Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. The English reads, The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, I, and shall say, Destroy,
destroy them. Destroy, destroy.
In the Hebrew we have, Me'onna Elohei Edom. Edom. The eternal. The eternal, what does it say in English? It says the eternal God. In the Hebrew right here, another Kedamawi link, the Hebrew right here, it says, Me'ona Elohei Kedem. Me'ona. What is the Me'ona? The Me'ona, right? The Me'ona, it is a den. It's sometimes interpreted as a den, a habitation, a place, like a dwelling place. Also a refuge. A refuge. It's from the word Ma'on. Ma'on, right? Ma'on. Now, in the Ma'on sense, right, we have the Ma'on sense, it's an abode. An abode of Elohim, like the tabernacle or the temple. It can be the abode of the dwelling of men, like their home, or of animals, like their lair or their den. But the sense of it is like a retreat. The sense of it is like an asylum. Because the world is cray-cray. The world is insane. And Elohei Kedem is Ainai asylum. Right? He's Ainai retreat. Ainai retreating place. Place of retreat too. So the Me'ona. We have the word Me'ona. Me'ona. Now Me'ona is the feminine sense. It's interesting. Me'ona is a feminine sense because it's speaking to the soul, the nefesh, the suke, the psyche. It's the feminine sense of the Ma'on. So we have the Ma'on, which is like a dwelling place of refuge. And here in Deuteronomy 33 and 27, where it says, Me'ona Elohei Kedem, that the eternal, the Kedem, right? The Elohei, the Elohim of the Kedem, right? And the Kedem here. Let's get into the word Kedem. Kedem, in the Hebrew, we have Kedem, and we have Kedama, right? Kedama, and the Kedem. Kedem means in front. It's usually used in the sense of in front of a place, like the forepart. In a relative sense, it's the east, right? Or in front. So it's like the front, in front of a place, it can be. In the front, like the forepart of something, or looking to the east. In the time sense, it's speaking of the ancient, the antiquity, the ancient time. So the Elohei Kedem, the translator brings it out here as the eternal. So the Kedem, as you say, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, Elohei Kedem, Me'ona, Elohei Kedem, the eternal Elohim. The eternal Elohim, the Elohim of the Kedem is Me'ona. He is that refuge, right? That refuge for I and I souls, I and I psyche, the Me'ona. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Ua mi'atahat, ooh, mi'atahat, zero'ot olam, ooh, and mi'atahat, mi from tahat. Tahat, from underneath, mi tahat, u mi tahat, and underneath, zeroot is the plural of zeroa, zeroa is arm, his outstretched arm, by his mighty arm, zeroa. Here we have zeroot, arms, olam, the zeroot olam, and underneath, u mi tahat, zeroot olam, and underneath, the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee. So these words of the Baraka of Moshe to I and I, each of I and I receive this in the indivisible dual. We receive this within I, speaking to I and I and I. Why garesha mipaneka oyev, mipaneka oyev. And he shall thrust out. Why garesh, he shall evict. It has a sense of he shall evict. Why garesh, mipaneka, from I and I face, from the I, male face, from the I face, oyev, in Hebrew, the enemy of the oyev. Why garesh, mipaneka, oyev, he shall thrust out the enemy. But this is the verse right, part of the verse right here. And shall say, who shall say this? The Elohei Kedem, right? The Elohei of the Kedem. And he shall say what? Say what? He shall say destroy. He shall say destroy in the sense of destroy them. Why yomer? And he shall say, who shall say? The Elohei Kedem. Me'ona Elohei Kedem, u mitachata zeroot olam, waya garesha mipaneka oyev, wayomer hashmeid, wayomer, and he shall say, hashmeid, the eternal Elohei Kedem shall say, hashmeid, destroy them, downstroy them, shamad them, Shamad. The root of the Hashmed is a Shamad. Shamad. What is Shamad? To desolate them, to destroy them, to bring them to nothing. For all their nothingness, bring them to nothingness, to overthrow them, to perish them, to pluck them down, utterly destroy them. Hashmed. A beautiful verse right here, Deuteronomy 33 and 27. And also another Hebraic link with Hashem Kadamawi Haile Selassie right here, where it reads in 33:27 that the eternal Elohim is the I, refuge, the eternal Elohim, refuge. Reading of the force of the Hebrew, plus italics of the KJV, the eternal Elohim, Elohei Kedem, refuge, Me'ona. And underneath, the everlasting arms, Ro'ot Olam. And he shall thrust out, like Garej, he shall thrust out the enemy, Mipaneka, before the eye, and shall say, Hashmed, destroy, Me'ona, Elohei Kedem, Uamitahata, Ro'ot Olam, Wayagaresha, Mipaneka, Oyev, Wayomer, Hashmed.
Where's our war cry? We don't even know that we're at war. We don't understand that we're in hostile territory. This isn't a time of peace. It's against the principalities and the powers that are puppeteering the people. And we are in a position to see souls set free.
This has been the ancient war cry throughout all the generations of the Hebrew nation.
Rock! Kasak!
Where does it come from? Kasak, this is the Hebrew, the rock-like oomph of the spiritually zealous heart, the game face of a mighty man, tenacity of soul, the gritting of the teeth of the spirit-inspired warrior, and the bearing of those teeth to the enemy. Kasak is possessing a resolute and growling resolve for the glory of God, a flush of spiritual fervor, a tensing of all a soldier's muscles. There's a Kasak. We don't have that spiritually.
We should. We don't. Because we don't know what we're engaged with. Did you know that you have the armory of heaven? That you have everything you need for life and godliness to push the enemy forces back?
And so when you hear Kasak, your knuckles spiritually should immediately turn white, and you should find yourself gritting your spiritual teeth with a belligerence against the enemy. He goes down.
There are souls that must be saved.
Okay, that's just Kasak. The Hebrew statement is Rock Kasak. However, in the Bible, where that came from, it's Kasak Amos. The other word that goes with it, Amos. It's heavenly audacity. It's rushing headlong into the most hazardous and impossible battles without pausing to consider the impossibilities. Who had Amos in the Bible? David against Goliath? That's some serious Amos. Okay, he's rushing headlong against the Goliath. It's like, David, you might want to think about this a little. No, I'm not weighing the impossibilities. This is for my God. It's a confidence in victory even before the field is taken. It's lambs moving with liquid ferocity straight into the lion's lair. How about the three that overheard him in the cave of Adullam? Says, oh, for a cup of cool water from the well of Bethlehem. Those guys had a moss. They go running out right through a garrison of Philistines to grab a cup of cool water and then bring it back through the garrison. They're being hunted by Philistines the whole time trying not to spill a cup of water. That's the moss. Mere men and women on earth are eaten up by the enemy. However, we're not just mere men and women of this earth. We are redeemed. We are bought with a price, and we have been changed into the body of Christ. Amos means swift-footed, all-believing, super-conquering, prevailing faith in the Lord of battles. What happens to the world if Christians once again get Kasak and Amos? You know what the apostles had after Pentecost? Something came into them. What was it? You can say it very simply. Kasak and Amos. Spirit of God. He came in to win. He came in to turn this world on its head. Moses' last gasp. This is his great speech before the promised land, which he never got to enter into. And he's laying out
the ground rules for the kingdom that is about to be established across that Jordan River. Be strong and of good courage. Kasak amongst. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that does go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Kasak amongst. Be strong and of good courage. For thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Well, what's happening there? The men and women of God are coming to take what was purchased, the promise. You are surrounded by 31 hostile empires. That's what they were headed into. 31 empires on the other side of that Jordan River. 31. This is where we are at the Church of Jesus Christ, yet we are there without a war cry. Let's understand that we are out to win for the glory of Jesus Christ. And even if we die, we win. Doesn't matter what happens to our bodies. We obey, God wins. Now suddenly we're crossing. Joshua, the same name for Jesus in the New Testament, by the way. Yeshua. This is the Savior, the man of salvation, who has come in to bring us into the inheritance. Be strong and good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Rock to sock. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Rock to sock, Israel. Rock to sock, men and women of God Almighty. All the powers of earth and hell that come against your soul, and all the powers of earth and hell that are puppeteering the lost masses, you hit them square in the teeth. And you show love to this world. To anyone who would spit in your face, you serve them and you love them in return and say, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Rock Kasak, Israel.
Yes, 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 rock, only be chazak, strong chazak, and amat, of good courage. So here for the simchat Torah, here for the joy of Yah, of Jalor, right here in the season, the reason for the season, gonna ride up, right here, we have the Aliyo, and to go over some of the basic 411 here, the reason for the season, the Simchat Torah. We have today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the Order of Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 20, all right, Psalm 20, a prayer before Baal. Yeah, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were up against 31 hostiles, 31 hostiles, 1 verse 31. This was a Torah train, I and I, even iritically, spiritually. But here. Oh. Yankee B. Imani Marley. Ride up. Yes,
I'm mina vägar. Lord boy, siempre toma el comando Marcos. Ya ya, yeah, yaga yaga, yeah, yeah, still. Put a kiss in the dead bill. Born man still a kill and a kill. Blood a feel long in a Brazil. Blue pill, I meet a feel man just not chill. Yes, still war, raga, raga, war.
Is it necessary? Yes, here on the air for the Simchat Torah. Oh, yeah. Ras Ayadonis, a.k.a. Yadin Ben Chayim. Ben Chayim, son of the power, son of soldier. Yes, I. Ben Kushi, son of the Negro, son of the Ethiopian. Here, one more Yankee B. Proud to be.
Black and proud. Tell the world. Fearfully and wonderfully made. And wonderfully made, and wonderfully, me tell you, black and proud, proud to be black. Me not bleach me face and me not dye me not yo, she black and she proud and she naturally, yeah. She not put in no implants cause she born with that. Yo, me not bleach me face cause me love how God met me. Not dye me nuts cause me love how God met me. Not change me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love. She not do no tomato cause she love how God met me. Not put in no implants like Wendy and Betty. Fear by the parts and straight say them sexy. Me black and me proud and me love how me love how God make me. Your people inspect me. Look how me trash all Jesus Christ dress me. And all the girl them out on road still a text. But my girl text them back. Yes, the Lord really bless me. Them all a do anything to impress me. Tummy tuck and evil plastic surgery. Breast implant and buttocks implant. What next them a go plant? And the young lady, I know your hands them black like the Wesley. And your face white like the Elvis Presley. You are bleach, road boy bleach for you so sexy. Black is beautiful, yes black is beautiful. You tell me now bleach me face cause me love how God met me. Now diamond up cause me love how God met me. Now change me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love how God met me. Do not tell me to cause she love how God met me. Now put in no implants like Wendy and Betsy. Fear by the parts and straight say them sexy. Me black and me proud and me you have self-esteem, girl, no confidence. You know you look good and need no compliment. No boy try kicking on your face because I ain't paid the rent. You rather feel single and live under a ten cause. You don't go put up with domestic violence. Can't God send you down on a big assignment. No boy can't treat you like you don't have no sense. Cause you could be the next black president. Look out for the bully, them and the fierce friend. Nobody make nobody tell you if you kill yourself. Cause we only have one life to live. No make fierce and tell me jump over on a bridge. Yo, me now bleach me face cause me love how God met me. Now dye me nuts cause me love how God met me. Now change me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love how God met me. She now do no tomato cause she love how God met me. Now put in no implants like Wendy and Betsy. Fear by the past and sweet. You say them sexy. Me black and me proud and me love how God met me. Yo, me now bleach me face cause me love how God met me. Now dye me nuts cause me love how God met me. Now change me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love how God met me. She now do no tomato cause she love how God met me. Now put in
no implants like Wendy and dead. She fear by the parts and straight say them sexy. Me black and me proud and me love how God made me. Black and proud, proud to be black. Me not bleach me face and me not dye me not so she black and she proud and she naturally yeah. She not put in no implants cause she born with that.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God. Before God.
Just Rastafari.
The whole place is doomed.
Help.
You name Jagat and he's a rebel among men. He then no like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and he's among men, he them no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He them no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He them no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews, and Israel King is Israel God, and upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I,
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfashadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies. that we may prove fruitful in these last days. When our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Yes, Shema'a Yisrael. Yes, I heal Israel. We have the Simchat Torah. Apologies there on the mic right there, but here for the Simchat on the end and the Irish for the Simchat Torah. For the Simchat Torah, the joy of the law, the directions, instructions, Simchat Torah, the joy of Jah law. So here, corresponding with the 54th sabbatical study, this parsha, the seal up right here, Vizot HaBaraka, Vizot HaBaraka, and this is the blessing, celebrating, liberating the Torah, Jah's direction, instruction, we could say the mother. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the law, the Torah of thy mother. So here, celebrating, liberating HaTorah, Jah law. So each Shavua, each week, each strong, in synagogues, in gatherings, synagoga, gathering together in the Mo'adim, the appointed places, all across the world, there's a portion from the Torah, HaTorah, that's called a parasha, that is chanted, that is read, that is aliyah, brought forth, lifted up, we go up. The Aliyah. So there's the portion is called the Parasha or Parasha. Now in the Judaic Hebraic tribe tradition, beginning circa the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, with that return, that repatriation, that return from Babylon by the black Jews, even we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, according to that Judaic tradition, there is the Torah reading that is divided into 54 parashiot, or portions or readings. Roughly one portion, one reading, we call it the sabbatical manna, the angel's bread, for each Shabua, each 7 days, each week, each strong of the Shana of the year. So that in the course of a Shana, Hebrew for the year, the cycle, in the course of the Shana, the entire Torah, the Ori, Jah's direction instruction, has been recited, during the services, during the gatherings. So here for this Simchat Torah, corresponding for Seal Up at the 54th degree of I&I sabbatical studies, Wizot Ha Baraka. And here in the land, in the promised lands, usually on that eighth day, the Shemini Atzeret, in the land, in those regions between the rivers, that they both are I liberated, Simchat Torah and the Shemini Atzeret. However, for I-9 in the diaspora right here, it is on the next day, which could be called a ninth day. But here, for the Simchat Torah in the season, we have the Torah reading to fulfill the cycle of Torah reading and feeding, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 1 to chapter 34, verse 12. Then we ride up with Genesis, Bereshith, Genesis. So we rewind to the beginning, Seal Up. So we have the ending or the fulfillment, Deuteronomy 33 to chapter 34, verse 12. And then we begin again with a small portion, namely Genesis, Bereshith, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. We might just go through that whole first aliyah. There's the first aliyah there. That's a portion right there, Genesis chapter 1. So as we seal up, we begin again. We rewind and begin again. So this is for the Wizot HaBaraka. Also the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, we have Joshua, Yehoshua, chapter 1, focus verses 1 to verse 18. And in the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant reading, the Adis Al-Kidan, we have Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 to verse 21. So Revelation, the Chazon Yohanan, Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 to verse 21. So just to get an overview here before we go up, before we aliyah up right here with the Wizot HaBaraka on this Yom Tov, we could say this good day, some refer to it as a holiday. Well, it is set apart for I and I, the Simchat Torah, the joy of Jaloa. So the final reading of the cycle, we call it the Shemesta. Right, it occurs on the Simchat Torah, joy of the Torah. Now, many refer to this as an ancient rabbinical festival celebrating the completion of the year's Torah reading cycle as well as the start of a new cycle. From the most ancient traditions, we see this as that restoration that occurred during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. Where in local communities, they would have like 10 men, right, that would devote themselves to the scrolls and the scripts and the studies, right, that minyan right there. And in every community, there can be a place of gathering instead of always just having to wait, you know, for the three times in a year or for the seventh septennial year for the reading of the Torah. One could get that so-called bite-sized portion, right, that manna, the angel's bread, from Shavuot to Shavuot. Right, and later on, the scholars known as the Rabbanim or the rabbis, you know, they came forward. And they were good ones before that order degenerated. And we see that degeneration during the meditation of Rabbeinu, I&I, Master I&I, Torah scholar, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth. But during the Simchat Torah, the joy of the Torah, the last Torah reading and feeding, from Deuteronomy, from the Sefer Devarim, from the Mishnah HaTorah, is read as well as the first verses of the first reading, the first portion from Bereshith, a.k.a. Genesis, thereby indicating, right, that what we refer to as the Talmud Torah, which is the operative word, the study, the learning, the study of Torah, right, the Talmud Torah never stops. The idea that the Torah study is cyclical, a cycle. It finds expression in the rite or the ritual of dancing, right, that occurs during the tabernacles, the Chag HaSukkot, dancing around and around HaTorah, dancing around Jah's law. And this is called the Hakafot, or circling the altar. In ancient times, circling the altar, even Rastafari, we compass the altar, going about the altar, what's placed in the altar, right? What's placed on the altar is the scrolls, is your word that brings I and I together, and that symbolically is the rally round. We say rally round your throne, because in the tabernacle sense, the throne is the ark, right? The ark of the covenant and the holy of holies that's in the tent and the tabernacle that's in the courtyard of the holy space. So going around, round, but not just in the literal sense, but also in the studies, in the inner sense, going through the scrolls and the scriptures in an orderly, right, sabbatical study. So the Simchat Torah, this Yom Tov, this good day, a.k.a. holiday, set apart day, it marks the completion of the Torah reading cycle for the Shana, for the year. Simchat Torah is based on the Heikal, the Heikal. Heikal is a temple. Heikal, the palace, the temple, the Heikal gathering. So after the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem circa 70 A.D., various communities, you know, in various parts, you know, continue that cycle. And we also have testimony even from the Beta Yisrael and other communities, you know, away from Europe and other places. I say this because a lot of people like to say, oh, you're getting that from them, but then where did they get it from? Ye. Think about Kanye for a moment. But let's ride up right here. Here's what hopefully he and others can get into this, because this is the key. This is the key of victory, right? Simchat Torah. The holiday marks the completion of the Torah reading cycle for the Shana, for the year. Simchat Torah is based on the Heikal, the temple gathering, commanded by High Elohim, the almighty power in HaTorah. Where's the command? We have it right here, and it's from Devarim, from Deuteronomy. From Deuteronomy, chapter 31, focus verses 10 to 12, that reads, at the end of every 7 years, what we refer to as a septennial reading of HaTorah, every 7 years. Here we have, at the end of every 7 years, at the set time in the year of release, in the year of the Shemitah, the year of release, the Jubilee year, at the Feast of Sukkot, Feast of Tabernacles, of Ingathering of Booths, when all Yisrael, called Yisrael, comes to appear, Lifnei Yahuwah, before he who be Yah Elohim, ye shall read HaTorah, the law, direction, instruction before call Yisrael, before all of Israel in the hearing. I assemble the people, gather them together, men, women, and little ones, and the sojourner within your towns, within your gates, that they may hear Shema and learn to fear, learn to reverence, learn to respect Yahuwah, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, your Elohim, your almighty power. And be careful, take care and be careful to do all the words of this Torah, of Torah HaZot. So the overview right there for this gathering here on the Ear and the Irit for the Rastafari Joy Simchat Torah, for the RSS 54, the 54th sabbatical study, with Zota Baraka, here. Yes, sir.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch ata Adonai,
Baruch ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam Vayeh. Baruch Ata Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, noten ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us His Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Shema. Hear. Give ear, hear. Give ear, hear. Give ear, hear. Give ear, hear. The 54th Torah portion reading and feeding. The final Torah portion reading and feeding. Here. Here we pick up with the 5th book of Moshe. The Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy, here at the noon Dalet, 54th Torah portion, reading and feeding, right here, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear. Here, picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 33, the blessing of the tribes, the Baraka, Wizot HaBaraka. Here for the Rishon, the first Aliyah, here for this 54th and final Torah portion reading and feeding here in the Sefer, here for the Shemester, the Rishon Aliyah, the Shem Ha'ab Wehabein Weruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad, in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Wezot habaraka asher beraka Moshe ish ha Elohim eta bnei Yisrael lifnei moto, and this is the blessing. Wezot habaraka, and this wezot habaraka, and this is the blessing. Habaraka wezot habaraka asher berak Moshe, wherewith Moses blessed, 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 blessed. Asher berak Moshe, ish ha Elohim, the man of Elohim blessed, et bnei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, lifnei moto, before moto. Lifnei moto, before his death. Wizot habaraka, asher berak Moshe, ish ha-Elohim, et bnei Yisrael, lifnei moto. And he said, Yahweh, Jehovah, came from Sinai, and rose up from Seir, to them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000 of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law, Ashtat. From his right hand went Ashtat, a fiery law, Ashtat, fiery knowledge for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words. Moshe commanded us a law, a Torah, direction, instruction, even the inheritance of the congregation, the aggregation of Yaakov. And he was king, Melech, in Jeshurun, when the heads, the Roshe, the Rasses of Ha'am, the people, and the tribes of Yisrael were gathered together. Let Reuben live and not die, and let make not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Yehuda, Judah. And he said, hear, Yahweh, Jehovah, the voice of Yehuda, the voice of Judah, and bring him to Amo, his people. Let make his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou the eye and help to him from his enemies. Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Sheni Aliyah, the second offering up, the second reading here for this Simchat Torah, joy of Jah-Law. Hear, for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second reading. U Lewi Amara Tua Meka We ureka le ish chasideka asher niyesito bi masa te ribehu al me meriva. And of Levi, he said, Ula Levi Hamar, he said, make thy Tumim and thy Urim be with thy holy, thy Isle One. Ula Lewi Amara Tumeka, we Ureka, le Ish Chasideka, whom thou disprove at Masa, Asher Nisito Bi Masa, and with whom thou the eye distrive at the waters of Meribah, Teribehu Al-Mei, Meribah, who said to his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Yaakov, Jacob, thy judgments, and Israel, thy law, thy Torah, thy direction, instruction. They shall put incense, incense, before thee, and whole burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. Bless Yahuwah, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. And of Binyamin, of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall dwell in safety by him, and the Yahweh shall cover him all the day long. And he shall dwell between his shoulders, 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 his shoulders.
The consummation of my relationship with Hashem. Because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who will kill their mothers, their fathers, sister, anybody who was rolling with you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Give ear, O Yisrael. Hear for the Shalishi. The Shalishi here for the third Aliyah, third offering. Hear for this Simchat Torah, for Uzot HaBaraka. Here, picking up at fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 33, here at verse 13, for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Uzot HaBaraka. Ula Yosef Amar, Mi borekati Yahwa arzo mia megeda shamayim mit al ua mit hom rovetzeti tahat 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 tahat. And of Yosef he said, Ul Yosef Amar, blessed of Yahweh of Jehovah be his land. Ul Yosef Amar. Ne bo reket Yahuwah arso, 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 for the precious things of heaven. Mi meged shamayim, for the dew, mi al, and for the deep that coucheth beneath. Ua mi tahom rovetzet tahat, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious thanks, the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief thanks of the ancient mountains, and for the precious thanks of the lasting hills, and for the precious thanks of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the good will of him that dwelleth in the bush. Let make the blessing come upon the head of Yosef and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. His glory is like the firstlings of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them he shall push Ha'am, the people, together to the ends of the earth. And they are the 10,000s of Ephraim. And they are the thousands of Manasseh. And here, for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering up. Here, for the fourth reading, here, picking up at verse 18, fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 33. Here, Shema, Yisrael, give ear. Here, verse 18. For the Revi'i Aliyah, for this Uzot Habrak, and this is the blessing, and this is the blessing, with Li Zebulun Amar, 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 Simach Zebulun Bi Zeteka, Wi Yisaskar Bi Ohaleka, and of Zebulun he said, Wi Li Zebulun Amar, rejoice. Rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out. Simach, Zebulun, b'seteka, and Yisakar, in thy tents. W'yisasakar, b'ohaleka. They shall call the people Ha'am to the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas and of treasures hid in the sand. And of God, of Gad, he said, blessed be he that enlargeth God, that enlargeth Gad. He dwelleth as a lion, and teareth the arm with the crown of the head. And he provided the first part for himself, because they in a portion of the lawgiver was he seated. And he came with the heads of Ha'am, with the heads of the people. He executed the justice of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and his judgments with
Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear. Hear for the Hamishi. Hear for the Hamishi Aliyah, for the fifth of offering up. Hear for this Simchat Torah, for Wizot HaBaraka. Hear picking up the fifth book of Moshe. The Hebrew book, the Sefer Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 33. Hear, Shema, here at verse 22, for the Hamishi, Aliyah, for Wizot HaBaraka. Ul Dan Amar Dan Gora Aryeh Yizanek Amin Ha Bashan. And of Dan, he said, Ul Dan Amar, and of Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp. Dan Gur Aryeh, he shall leap from Bashan. Ye Zanek Min Habashan. And of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of Yahweh, of Jehovah, possess thou the west and the south. And of Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let make him be acceptable to his brethren. And let him make him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. And as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like to the God, the El, Hain, Ka'el, Yeshurun. There is none like to the El of Yeshurun, the true good, the true God of Yeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help and in his excellency. On the sky. Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear for the Sheshi Aliyah. For the sixth reading, the sixth of offering. Here for this Simchat Torah. For Wizot HaBaraka. Here, picking up fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 33. Here at verse 27. For the Sheshi Aliyah. Me Onna. Elohek Adam, Uwa Mia Tahata, Zi Root Olam, Waya Garesh, Mi Paneka, Oyev, Wa Yomer Hashemed. Here for the Sheshi, here for the sixth reading earlier for Wizot HaBaraka. The eternal God, the eternal El Elohim, true good, true God, is thy refuge. Me ona, Elohek Adam, the Elohim of the Kedem, Elohek Adam, the eternal Elohim, is thy refuge. Me onna Elohek Adam, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Ua mi tachat zi root olam, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee. I waya garesh mi paneka oyev. and shall say, destroy, and shall say, destroy them. Vayomer Hashmed, Vayomer Hashmed, Yisrael, Israel, then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Yaakov, of Jacob, shall be upon the land of Khan and wine. Also, his heavens shall drop down dew. Ashreka Israel, Mi Kamoka, happy art thou, O Israel, who is like to the eye. Ashreka Israel, Mi Kamoka, Am Nosha'a by Yehovah. A people, oh people, saved by Yahweh, by Jehovah. Ashreka Yisrael, Mi Kamoka, Am Nosha'a by Yehovah. The shield of thy help, Magen Ezreka. And who is the sword of thy, the eye, excellency, wa asher cherev, and thine enemies shall be found liars to the eye, and thou, the eye, shalt tread upon the high places. We ye ka hashu, oy beka lak. We ata al ba motemo
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Vayal Moshe me arvota Moab illa hara nevo rosh hapisga asher ala bnei yireho vayarehu yehova et kol haaretz et hagil ad dan. Here for the Shavii, here for the seventh aliyah, the seventh reading, offering here for this Simchat Torah, here for Wizot HaBraka, here, picking up the fifth book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 34, the vision and death and passing of Moshe, of Moses. Vayal Moshe me arvota Moab illa hara nebo rosh ha pisga asher ala bnei yerecho. And Moshe went up from the plains of Moab to the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. Vayal Moshe, and Moses went up, aliyed up. Vayal Moshe me arvota Moab, from the plains of Moab, il hara nevo rosh hapisgah, to the mountain of Nebo, to the top of rosh hapisgah, the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. Asher Allah Tenei Yericho. And Yahweh Jehovah showed him all the land of Gilead to Dan. Wayare Ehu Yahuwah et kol haaretz et hagilad ad Dan. And all Naphtali and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Yehuda of Judah to the utmost sea, and the south and the plain of the valley of Jericho, Jericho, the city of palm trees, to Zoar. And Yahweh Jehovah said to him, this is the land which I swear to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, saying, I will give it to thy seed, to thy race. I have caused the eye to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither there. So Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, of Jehovah, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of Yahweh, according to the word of Jehovah. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, over against Beit Peor, Beth Peor. But no man knoweth of his sepulcher to this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel, the Bnei Israel, the sons of Israel, wept for Moshe, for Musa, for Moses, in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moshe were ended. After Moses, Yehoshua, Joshua, verse 9. And Yehoshua, Joshua, Ben-Nun, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of Chokmah, of wisdom. For Moshe had laid his hands upon him, and the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, hearkened to him, and did as Yahweh, Jehovah, the Yahweh, commanded Moshe. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like to Moshe, Moses, whom the Yahweh, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, knew face to face. And all the signs and the wonders which Yahweh, Jehovah, sent him to do in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Kemet, of Egypt, to Paro, Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land, and in all that mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses shewed in the sight of all Israel, in the sight of all Israel. Chazak, chazak, awenita, chazek. Be strong, make I and I be encouraged here with the fulfillment, here at the fulfillment of the Torah reading and feeding, the cipher of the Torah reading and feedings. We say, chazak, chazak, be strong, wenita chazek, and make I and I be strengthened, make I and I be encouraged. Kabur lekal, kabur ledinsu, kabur lechayil, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kabur leabinu, lemelkeinu, lekedamawi, chayil selasi, glory be to I and I Father, to I and I King, to the first power of the Trinity. Beshem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of the Messiah, in the name of Yeshua, in the name Chasei. Amen.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God.
And here is where we rewind to the beginning as we come to fulfillment here. Yes, I, as it comes to fulfillment here. Chazak, chazak, be strong. We need to chazek. And be strengthened, or the sense we need to chazek, make I and I strengthen. Chazak, to be strong. Chazak, to encourage. So chazak, be encouraged as we move forward, onward and upward. So here, let's rewind right here, from the beginning.
Rewind and come back, selector.
From the end, as it was, right? As it's in the end, so shall it be in the beginning.
Beshem ha'ab, ve'habed, ve'ruach ha'kadosh, Yahuwah achad. In the name of the Father, Ha'ab, and of the Son, Ha'bein, and of the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad, he who be, who he be, the one.
Bereishith Aleph, Bereishith Bahra Elohim, Eit HaShemayim, Ve'et Ha'aretz, Ve'Ha'aretz, Haita tohua wabohua wi hosheka alapinea tehom wi ruach Elohim mi rachefeta alapine ha mai ha mai ha mai ha mai ha mai.
The first book of Moses, the first book of Moshe, called Genesis, Sefer Bereishit. First book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Genesis, chapter 1, the original creation. Bereishit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. In the beginning, Bereishit, Elohim created the heavens, ha-shamayim, and the earth, ha-aretz. The earth made waste and empty by judgment. Verse 2. And the earth was a tohu, v'tohu, v'tohu, v'tohu. And the earth was without form and void. And choshek, choshek, darkness was upon the face of the tohom, the deep. And the ruach, the spirit, irit, of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. The new beginning, the first day, light diffused. And Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was tov, that it was good. Ki tov, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness, and Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And evening. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Vayhi erev, boker, yom, echad. The second day, vapor above, water below, verse 6. And Elohim said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And Elohim made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And Elohim called the firmament heaven. And the evening, erev, and the boker were the second day. The third day, land and sea, plant life appears. Verse 9. And Elohim said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together to one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And Elohim called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. Ki tov. And the evening, the erev, and the boker, the morning, were the third day. The fourth day, the sun, moon, and stars become visible. Verse 14.
Bereishith aleph sheni. Vayomer Elohim, Wehiya me orota biar kia hashemaim, Le'havdil beina hayom ubeina halayla. והיו עלי אותות אולה מועדים אולה ימים ושנים.
Verse 14. And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also,
And Elohim set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw
that it was good.
And the evening, Erev, and the morning, Boker, were the fourth day. The fifth day, the second creative act, animal life, verse 20. And Elohim said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And Elohim created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And Elohim saw, he told, that it was good. And Elohim blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening, Erev, and the morning, Boker, were the fifth day.
Bereshith Aleph Shelishi. Vayomer Elohim Totze Haaretz Nefesh Haya Le Miyanaha Beheima Wa Remesa We Haito Aretz Le Miyanaha Vayehi
The sixth day, one, the fecundity, fruitfulness of the earth after the creative work of the fifth day. Verse 24, and Elohim said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And Elohim made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And Elohim saw, he told, that it was told, that it was good, that it was good, that it was good.
The sixth day, second.
The creation of man. Verse 26. And Elohim said, Vayomer Elohim, Na'aseh Adam Be'etzalamein Ki'yadeh Mudeh. Let us, I and I, make man in our I and I image, after our I and I likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him, male and female created he them.
Vayibra Elohim et ha'adam be'etzalmo be'etzalem. Elohim bara oto zakar u'nekeba bara otam.
The first dispensation, innocency. The first or Edenic covenant. Condition the life of unfallen man. Verse 28. And Elohim blessed them, and Elohim said to them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And Elohim said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, to you it shall be for meal. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, for meat, for meat. I have given every green herb for meal. And it was so. And Elohim saw everything that he had made, and hine, behold, look and see, it was very good. And the evening, Erev, and the morning, Boker, were the sixth day. First book of Moses, Hebrew book of Genesis, chapter 2. The Sabbath rest of Elohim, type of the believers, the mitmanan, the faithful's rest in the finished work of redemption. Verse 1. Thus, like this, Hashemayim, the heavens, and Haaretz, the earth, were finished. and all the host of them. And on the seventh day Elohim ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Elohim created and made.
Bereishis Beit Revi'i. Hear, 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 give ear, hear for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, second up offering for this Shabbat Bereishis, Sabbath in the beginning. Eile toldot ha-shemayim ve-ha-aretza be-hi bara'ama be-yoma esota yahuwah Elohim aretza ve-shemayim. Eile toldot, these are the generations. Eile toldot ha-shemayim, these are the generations of the heavens, of the heavens. Eile toldot ha-shemayim ve-ha-aretza be-hi bar-am be-yoma esoti yahuwah Elohim aretz ve-shemayim. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. Eile toldot ha-shemayim ve-ha-aretz be-hi bar-am be-yom, in the day that Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah Elohim, made earth and heaven. Beyom esoti hoa Elohim aretza v'shamayim.
Shamayim. 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 Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God. Before God.
Glam!
Rastafari.
Glam!
Rastafari.
Glam!
Rastafari.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said. Baruch ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech ha'olam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in Einai midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah, blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest Einai the Torah, the directions, the instructions, Jaloh. Wa imru, amen. Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Chadasha. Aliyot, 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 aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam, Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim, v'ratzah b'debreihim, ha-ne'amarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, ha-bocher b'torach, u-moshe abdo, u-b'Israel ammo, u-b'nebiei ha-emet wa-tzedek. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai
Echad. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What?
Book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. Now after the death of Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, Buruku, it came to pass that Yahweh spake to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moshe's minister, saying, Moshe, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, to the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given to you, as I said to Moshe. From the wilderness of this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moshe, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear to their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moshe my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for Yahweh the Elohim, Buruku, is with thee, wheresoever thou goest. Then Yahshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host, and command the people, saying, prepare ye victuals. For within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan, to go in to possess the land which Yahweh the Elohim giveth you to possess it, and to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to half the tribe of Manasseh, spake Yahshua, saying, remember the word which Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, commanded you, saying, Yahweh your Elohim, Buruku, have given you rest, and have given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moshe gave you on this side, Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of the Lord, and help them, until Yahweh have given your brethren rest, as he have given you, and they also have possessed the land which Yahweh Elohim giveth them. Then ye shall return to the land of your possession, and enjoy it, which Moshe Yahweh's servant gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Yahshua, saying, all that thou commandest us we will do, and whatsoever thou sendest us we will go. According as we hearken to Moshe in all things, so will we hearken to thee only. Yahweh the Elohim be with thee, as he was with Moshe. Whatsoever he be, whosoever he be that doeth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken to thy words and all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. Amen.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
Rewind.
Rewind and come.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 5 to chapter 43, verse 11. Thus saith El Yahweh, Ruku, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath to the people upon it, and spirit manifest, Ruach, to them that walk therein, I, Yahweh, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing to Yahweh, Buruku, a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness, the Midbar, and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doeth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains, the Tararuch. Let them give glory, Kibbora, to Yahweh Buruku, and declare his praise in the island. Yahweh shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all of their herbs. And I will make the rivers island, and I will dry up the pool. I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do to them, and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are our Elohim. Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as Yahweh's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. Yahweh, Buruku, is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth, for a spoil, and none saith restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient to his laws. Therefore, he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it hath set him on fire, Issat, round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. Chapter 43. But now, thus saith Yahweh, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, the Issat, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am Yahweh thy Elohim, the Kedus on the Israel, thy Savior, Buruku. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name, For I have created him for my glory. Lord, I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear, Shema, and say it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, Buruku, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no El form, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh Buruku, and beside me there is no Savior. Amen. Kebole Kwalu, Kebole Demsu, Kebole Haidu, Kebo Kedemawe Hale Selassie. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. In the name of the King of Kings, Kedemawe Hale Selassie, Nugus Negesa Ethiopia, Vesem Getachim in the Hanatachim, Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen.
Yeah, Rastafari, I live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Jah, Jah, Jah,
Jah. Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher natan lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit Ha Hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai Notain Habarit Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Revelation chapter 22. The new paradise and its river of the water of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, that bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For Adonai Yahweh giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said to me, these sayings are faithful and true. And Adonai Yahweh sent his angel to shew to his servants the things that must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. The last message of the Bible. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel that shewed me these things. Then saith he to me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them that keep the sayings of this book, worship Elohim. And he saith to me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Kabor lakalu, kabor ladimsu, kabor lakhailu, kabor lakedamawi, khaile salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Mesken, Jesus Christos,
It is all about the people's needs, the people's spiritual needs. There's a dry spot inside for peace, love, harmony, quietness, cultural and proper reasoning that the people are not getting from up top. So we all have to unite down the bottom,
I completely
behold, behold, culture. Yes, culture right there with behold, I come quickly. And I thought that goes well right there with Revelation 22, final book of the Berit Chadasha, as we fulfill the Torah right here. Chazak, chazak, we need chazak, be strong. Be strong, be strong, be strong, be strong, and make I and I strengthen and encourage one another. We have the psalm right here for the time that we have here on the podcast, the Simchat Torah, the joy of Jah, Lord, the fulfillment and the beginning again right here in the season, new semester. Today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 20, which is a prayer for the Negus, even the Negus and the guest, prayer for the king, prayer for the Messiah.
Here we have today's daily song. We have song. We have Psalm 9 according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kedemal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
The Psalm 20, Psalm 20 here in the Psalter. It seems a prayer before Baal, and it's a salot, a prayer for the king. Hear, hear, hear.
Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the king hear us when we call, 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 when we call.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia!
The whole place is due for
help. And what we have right here in Psalm 20, Hebraically, is a prayer before the battle, and it's connected with the 21st Psalm, the prayer after the battle. So here from the King of Kings Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the 2-in-1 right here, 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 on the Gang War Dub, Abraham Chebuda, and they the speaker on the reed.
Mazmur Afrazade, Bakanif Haya. መዘምራን አለቃ መዝሙር 19 በቅንነት አያ ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር በመከራ ቀን እግዚአብሔር ይስማ የያዕቆብ አምላክ ስም ያቆም ከመቅደሱ ረድኤትን ይላክልህ ከጽዮንም ያጥና ቁርባንህን ሁሉ ያስብልህ የሚቃጠል የሚቃጠል መዝሙር 19 መዝሙር 19 በቅ መዝሙር 19 መዝሙር 19 መዝሙር 19 በቅንፍ አያ ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር በመከራ ቀን እግዚአብሔር ይስማ የያዕቆብ አምላክ ስም ያቆም ከመቅደሱ ረድኤትን ይላክልህ ከጽዮንም ያጥናል ቁርባንህን ሁሉ ያስብልህ የሚቃጠል መስዋዕትህን ያለምልምልህ እንደ ልብህ ይስጥ ፈቃድህንም ሁሉ ይፈጽምልህ በማዳንህ ደስ ይለናል በአምላካችን ስም ከፍ ከፍ እንላለን ልመናህን ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር ይፈጽምልህ እግዚአብሔር የቀባውን እንዳዳነው ዛሬ አወቅ ከሰማይ መቅደሱ ይመልስለታል በቀኙ ብርታት ማዳን እነዚያ በሰረገላ እነዚያም በፈረስ ይታመናሉ እኛ ግን በአምላካችን በእግዚአብሔር ስም ከፍ ከፍ እንላለን እነርሱ ተሰነካክለው ወደቁ እኛ ግን ተነሳን አንተንም ቆም አቤቱ ንጉሥን አድነው በጠራንህም ቀን ስማ መዝሙር 20 በቅንፍ 21 መዝሙር 20 በቅንፍ 21 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ በኃይልህ ንጉሥ ደስ ይለዋል በማዳንህ እጅግ ሐሴትን ያደርጋል የልቡን ፈቃድ ሰጠኸው የከንፈሩንም ልመና አልከለከልከው በበጎ በረከት ደርሰህለታልና ከክቡር እንቁ የሆነ ዘውድን በራሱ ላይ አኖር ሕይወትን ለመነ ሰጠኸው ለረጅም ዘመን ለዘላለም በማዳንህ ክብሩ ታላቅ ነው ክብርንና ምስጋናን ጨመርህለት የዘላለም በረከትን ሰጠኸዋልና በፊትህም ደስታ ደስ ታሰኘዋለህ ንጉሥ በእግዚአብሔር ተማምኗልና በልዑልም ምሕረት አይናወጥም እጅህ ጠላቶችህን ሁሉ ታግኛቸው ቀኝህም የሚጠሉህን ሁሉ ታግኛቸው በተቆጣህም ጊዜ እንደ እሳት እቶን አድርጋቸው እግዚአብሔር በቁጣው ያጠፋቸዋል እሳትም ትበላቸዋለች ፍሬያቸውንም ከምድር ዘራቸውንም ከሰው ልጆች ታጠፋል ክፋትን ባንተ ላይ ዘርግተዋልና የማይቻላቸውንም ምክር አሰቡ ወደ ኋላቸው ትመልሳቸዋል ፍላጻን በፊታቸው ላይ ታዘጋጃል አቤቱ በኃይልህ ከፍ ከፍ ጽናትህንም እናመሰግናለን እንዘምርማለን መዝሙር 19 መዝሙር 19 በቅንፍ 20 መዝሙር 19 በቅንፍ 20 መዝሙር 19 በቅንፍ 20 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር በመከራ ቀን እግዚአብሔር ይስማ የያዕቆብ አምላክ ስም ያቆም ከመቅደሱ ረድኤትን ይላክልህ ከጽዮንም ያጥና ቁርባንህን ሁሉ ያስብልህ የሚቃጠል መስዋዕትህን ያለምልምልህ እንደ ልብህ ይስጥ ፈቃድህንም ሁሉ ይፈጽምልህ በማዳንህ ደስ ይለናል በአምላካችን ስም ከፍ ከፍ እንላለን ልመናህን ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር ይፈጽምልህ እግዚአብሔር የቀባውን እንዳዳነው ዛሬ አወቁ ከሰማይ መቅደሱ ይመልስለታል በቀኙ ብርታት ማዳን እነዚያ በሰረገላ እነዚያም በፈረስ ይታመናሉ እኛ ግን በአምላካችን በእግዚአብሔር ስም ከፍ ከፍ እንላለን እነርሱ ተሰነካክለው ወደቁ እኛ ግን ተነሳን ጸንተንም ቆምን አቤቱ ንጉሥን አድነው በጠራንህም ቀን ስማ
of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre, and Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashme, Ethiopia Menash, you know? But who wants the next verse with Amalek?
But who want the next verse with Amarik?
Salam to Tena Yisterling. Fraternal greetings, Tena Yisterling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and he asked the order of Malachi, is Erek. We have Mezmur Haya. Mezmur Haya. Selot le Negusu. Selot le Negusu. Psalm for the king. Psalm for the king. Le Mezmuranaleka. Ye Dawit Mezmur. For the chief musician, the musical, the chant, the Isaiah's leader. Le Mezmuranaleka. Ye Dawit of David. Mezmur, a chant, an intonation. Kutaran. Emekrak en Kaziavi Herisma. Ye Yaakov Amlaksem. Yakume. Exiavihar, sustainer, the good, the generous, our Father. Hear thee, I, in the day of trouble. In the day of trouble. Be mekara ken, mekara, mekara, trouble, tribulation, trials, and tribulations. Be mekara ken, exiavihar, yisma, yisma, yisma. May you hear thee, I, now. Yeah, Yaakov Amlak, and the source of Jacob, Yaakov. Yeah, Yaakov Amlak Sim, Yakume, and may the name of the source of Yaakov, Yakume. Here, the King James Version says, the name of the God, the Elohai, Elohai, Hailiyai, of Yaakov, Jacob, defend the I, Yakume, Yakume. Yes, I raise the eye up, defend the eye, send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee. Out of Zion, out of Zion, Kutar Hulet, Ka Mekdesu Red the 18. Ye Lakle, Ka Sionim Yatna, Ka Sionim Yatna, Kutar Source. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah, pause. Kutar Source. Kurban Nehin Hulu, Yasibli. Yemikatella meswa itihin, yalema limli, kurban hin, the eyes often, hulu, hulu, yasibli, yemikatella meswa itihin, and your burnt offerings, yemikatel meswa itihin, yalema limli, fila, pause, kuter sauce, pause here. Verse 4, kuter arat, inda libi, grant thee I according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel in the libih as I may heart. In the libih, yisteh, may he give thee I, fekade hinem, and I will hulu all. Yisetzimleh, may he fulfill for thee I, male. Selot le negusu song. Here in this song we have a prayer. Selot prayer le negusu kuter amist. Verse 5. Be madane desa yilenal. Damlaka chinsim kef kefin la len. Limina hin hulu exiavi her. Yefetzimle. We, I and I will rejoice in thy salvation, thy Yeshua, in thy victory, and in the name of I and I source, in the name of I and I source. Be madanih desilenal, be amlakai chin sim, kef kefin la len, hi, lift the eye, hi, yes, I, Rastafari, in the name of I and I source, we will set up I and I banners, Ekaziyavihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father, fulfill all thy petitions, all thy beseechings, all thy petitions. Le menahin hulu ekziyavihetzimli kuter sidist, ekziyavihar yekabawin indadano zareyawekuhu, kasamai mekdesu ye melisiletal. Can you bertata madan? Now know I that Exiavihar saveth his anointed, his Moshiach, his anointed, his Christ. He will hear him from his Isla holy, set apart heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Exiari herye kebawin in dadano zaria wakuhu. Kasama mekresu yimelisletal. Bekenyu bertata madan. Kuter sabat. Verse 7. Inazia, besaregala, inazia, beferes, yitamanalu. Inya gin bamlakachin be exiari hersem. Kef kef in la len. Some trust in chariots, inazia, those besaregala. And some in horses. In the ziyam, the feres, itamenalu. But, however, on the other hand, we, I and I, who remember the name of Ekeziah, the head of the sustained, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, I and I source, true good, true God. In yagin, the amlakachin, the Ekeziah, the herasim, kef kef, in la len, guter cement, verse 8. And our soul, Tesene kakalo wadeku. Inyagin tenesan. Sentinem makumin. They are brought down and fallen. But we, I and I, are risen and stand upright. And our soul, tesene kakalo wadeku. Wadeku. Are fallen, are failing. Inyagin. However, I and I, tenesan. Risen. Sentinem. And firmly komen, stand. Kuter veteng, verse 9. Ave tu, negusin adno, betran himak en asman. Save, ave tu, my father is father, O Ab of the base. Ave tu, negusin adno, save the king. May the king hear I and I when we call Bet Ranihim Ken in the day that I and I call Bet Ranihim Ken Siman hear
መዝሙር 19 በቅንፍ 20 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር በመከራ ቀን እግዚአብሔር ይስማ የያዕቆብ አምላክ ስም ያቆም ከመቅደሱ ረድኤትን ይላክልህ ከጽዮንም ያጥና ቁርባንህን ሁሉ ያስብልህ የሚቃጠል መስዋዕትህን ያለምልምልህ እንደ ልብህ ይስጥ ፈቃድህንም ሁሉ ይፈጽምልህ በማዳንህ ደስ ይለናል በአምላካችን ስም ከፍ ከፍ እንላለን ልመናህን ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር ይፈጽምልህ እግዚአብሔር የቀባውን እንዳዳነው ዛሬ አወቁ ከሰማይ መቅደሱ ይመልስለታል በቀኙ ብርታት ማዳን እነዚያ በሰረገላ እነዚያም በፈረስ ይታመናሉ እኛ ግን በአምላካችን በእግዚአብሔር ስም ከፍ ከፍ እንላለን እነርሱ ተሰነካክለው ወደቁ እኛ ግን ተነሳን ጸንተንም ቆምን አቤቱ ንጉሥን አድነው በጠራንህም ቀን ስማ
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Lord, hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call, when we call, when we call.
מזמור כף, למנצח מזמור לדוד. יענך אדוני ביום צרה, ישגבך שם אלוהי יעקב. ישלח עזרך מקודש, ומציון יסעדך. יזכור כל מנחותיך, ועולתך ידשני סלע. ייתן לך חלבבך, וכל עצתך ימלא. נרננה בשועתך, ובשם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך. עתה ידעתי, כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קרעו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ויום קוראנו.
Here I when I and I call, and to be the right to buy right.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Zion. Uami Tsiona Yis Adeka. May he support the eye. May he sustain the eye. Yis Adeka. May he support the eye. Umi Tsion. And from Zion, Yis Adeka. Another comment on may he sustain thee out of Zion. Zion. Another comment on may he sustain thee out of Zion. Umi Tsion Yis Adeka. May he support the eye. May he sustain the eye. Yis Adeka. May he support the eye. Umi Tsion. And from Zion, Yis Adeka. Another comment on may he sustain thee out of Zion. All berkot, all blessings, the comforts, and the boons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, brings to Yisrael, Israel, will be Mi Tzion, out of Zion. For it is said, may he sustain thee out of Zion. Ooh, Mi Tzion, Yis Adeka. This passage is found above in the comment on Psalm 14. Or here, the ET, the edited text reads Psalm 15. Some say this is an error, actually in Psalm 14. To Psalm 14 that reads, oh, that the salvation of Yisrael were come out of Zion, Mi Tzion. A further comment on send thee help and sustain thee. Here. Today's daily psalm is Morkaf, Psalm 20, Psalm XX. Hebraically here, the Gimel verse. A further comment on send thee help, Yishlach Ezreka, and sustain thee, Yisadeka. The verse teaches that all creatures require help. Hear what happened to a spirit who haunted a certain well. Once as Abba Jose ben Dozai passed the well, the spirit came to him and said, Rabbi, my master, I have been here in this place many years, and no creature has ever been injured by me. But of late, a certain spirit has been contending with me each day and seeks to banish me from this place, a very cruel and wicked and ratchet spirit who does not suffer any creature to remain alive. And if it is thy wish that no creatures be injured, help me against him, and I will kill him. Abba Jose asked, how can I help thee? The spirit replied, at noon, come thou and all thy disciples, all thy Talmudim, thy Dekamezamoreta, with your sticks, and strike everywhere about the well, and say, let me, and strike him. And he will hear you and will think that y'all are come to my help, and I shall be able to kill him. So they did as he asked. And when they saw a kind of blood spot upon the well, they knew the first spirit had slain the other. This anecdote, it proves that even the klipot and the demons and the spirits require help. Yizkor kol amin nechoteka. Remember all thy meal offerings. Here. Today's daily psalm is Morkaf, here in the Dalet, Hebraically in the fourth verse, where it reads, Yizkor kol amin nechoteka, or receive the memorial of all thy meal offerings, or Yizkor kol amin nechoteka. Remember all thy meal offerings. Rav Chama said, all offerings, according to Vayikra, Leviticus 2 and 13, shall thou season with salt. All offerings, according to Vayikra, Leviticus 2 and 13, shalt thou season with salt. V'kol lakarbana mina chateka bamalech timlach. And every meal offering, minka mina chateka, of thine shalt thou season with salt. We call like arbana minachateka bamelach tiyamelach. In order that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, shall be like one who says, yes, I remember well that portion that was salted.
Here in the Midrash note, Eliezer Horowitz, he makes this brilliant emendation. Instead of debris, creatures, he reads a decrete. I remember. Salt being scarce and expensive, properly salted food was particularly relished and long remembered. Rav Tanhuma said, remember all thy meal offerings. Yizkor, kola min choteka. In the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting, at Nob, at Gilgal, at Shiloh, at Shiloh, in the Heikal, in the temple, in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. And here, Midrash note, literally, the eternal house of the Lord. And in the second part of the verse where it reads, and consider thy burnt sacrifice, as if reduced to ashes, and consider thy burnt sacrifice reduced to ashes. Ve'olateka yidashne sela, and accept the fat of thy burnt sacrifice. Ve'olateka yidashne sela, or and consider thy burnt sacrifice as if reduced to ashes. There is an allusion to Yitzhak, to Isaac, who, like a burnt sacrifice in Ola, was bound, Akedah, to an altar, Mizbeach. Grant thee, according to thine own heart. Here, the Hey verse of Mizmor Kaf, here, Hebraically the fifth verse. Grant thee, according to thine own heart. Yitain leka kilavaveka, grant the eye according to thine own heart. Yitain leka kilavaveka. Once it happened that Rabban Gamaliel went to Rav Chelbo at Kirwa and asked, pray for me, pray for I. Here, Midrash known on Rav Chelbo at Kirwa, here in the P.E., the print edition, and in Yalkut, it's read, Chelpo ben Kirwaya, Chelpo ben Kirwaya. So, once it happened that Rabban Gamaliel went to Rav Chelpo ben Kirwaya and asked, pray for me, pray for I. Rav Chelbo replied, God, grant thee according to thine own heart. Yitain leka kilavaveka. Grant the eye according to thy own heart. Rav Huna ben Rav Yitzhak maintained, however, that Rav Chelpo did not reply with these words, but with the words, the Lord fulfill all thy petitions. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Here. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf, Psalm 20. Here, Hebraically, at the sixth verse, Yemalei Yehovah, kola misheloteka, Jehovah, fulfill all thy petitions. Yemalei Yehovah, kola misheloteka. Then Rav Chelpo went on, this is a prayer, a tefillah, that one may not utter for every man. Why? Because at times, it is in a man's heart to steal, to commit a sin, an uck, or to do any other kind of evil he ought not do. So, dear one, say to a man, grant thee according to thine own heart. But because Rabban Gamaliel's heart was whole before his Creator, Rav Chelbo prayed thus, like this, for him. Ne'rana bishuateka uvishem Eloheinu nidgol. We will shout for joy in thy victory. Ne'rana bishuateka. And in the name of our God, of Eloheinu, our Elohim, we will set up our standards. Uvishem Eloheinu nidgol. In this world, each man recognizes his own standard by its special device. As is said even in Bamidbar in Numbers 2 and 10, the standard of the camp of Reuben, the standard of the camp of Reuben, Degela Machne Reuben, the standard of the camp of Reuben, Degela Machne Reuben. By a standard, he recognizes the house of his fathers, the house of his patriarchs, his sept, his clan. And by the house of his fathers, his patriarchs, he recognizes his own family. But things will be different. Things will be different in the age to come. In Ha'edan Lavo, in the age to come, Edan Lavo, it'll be different. For at that time, in the name of Eloheinu, of I and I Elohim, we, I and I, will set up our I and I standards. Ubishem Eloheinu Nidgol. May the king answer us, answer I and I, in the day that we, that I and I call. Hear, hear, hear. The 10th verse, the Yod verse, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf, Hebraically, the 10th verse, or corresponding in the KJV to the 9th verse, where it reads, may the king answer I and I in the day that we call. Hamelech Ya'enenu V'yomakareinu. May the king, Hamelech Ya'enenu, answer I and I V'yom in the day kareinu, the day that I and I call. This psalm, this mizmor, it begins with a tefillah, a prayer, pleading for immediate answer. And it ends with a prayer, tefillah, pleading for immediate answer. In the Lord answer thee in the day of trouble, Ya'anka Yahuwah biyom tsara. The psalm, the mizmor, begins with a prayer pleading for immediate answer. And in let the king, may the king answer us in the day that we call. Hamelech Ya'enenu biyom kareinu. The mizmor, the psalm, even today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf, it ends with a tefillah, a prayer, pleading for immediate answer. Immediate answer. Immediate answer. Immediate answer. Answer.
Many are called. Haberim. Shalom. And you answer the call. Shalom, Haberim Talmudim.